Cool.
Yeah. He's like, I don't care.
Everyone ready?
Yes, sir.
He's like, I've never got heartbroken.
Cool. We're back with another episode.
Baby.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Wow. Now this one here. You know when you speak about the topic before, so everyone knows what's coming.
It's coming, literally.
Yeah, this one we're getting deep on it still.
Ooh, ciao.
Heartbreaks. Mm-hmm. Now we've all been heartbroken, right?
Yeah, that's the ghetto.
Is that fair to say?
No, I can't.
I've been heartbroken. Actually, no, I haven't.
I haven't.
I don't know. It depends how you take it. At the time, I probably would have, but looking back at it, I wasn't really that still.
No.
I've been honest.
That was the
go. We should do a little round table.
Okay, where do you start? Okay, did you get broken up with, or did you do?
No, I done broken up.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I got broken up with.
Yeah, the vibe just wasn't it. Like, I just wasn't getting much energy. So I just said, yo, like, past a certain point, I was just like, yeah, this is dead. And I just deaded it. So I never really been heartbroken.
Yeah. No, I broke up with them. But that shit was the ghetto.
So where is that the heartbreak situation?
Yeah, that's definitely the heartbreak situation. Definitely. I broke up with them because they cheated on me.
So
was that where the heartbreak coming on?
Yeah, mine's the same thing.
But you got cheated on, both.
I got cheated on, and then it was just like going back and forth, and it was just so toxic, man. I can't even explain this relationship. It was a joke thing.
It's happened though. I've had one.
Damn, all of you lot have been cheating, and that's kind of scary. That
relationship was just so mad.
How did you take that as a man? Because I feel like guys put, especially with girls, they put, we do it both actually, because I put my ex on a pedestal. But I feel like it might be harder for a guy to take it from a girl, because you have this whole idea of like, oh, she's innocent, she can never do that, and you paint her in this whole light. So as a man, how did you take that?
Right, so I've been cheated on a few times, yeah.
Mm. By the same girl, different?
No, different.
Oh, shit.
So there was one time when my cousin, basically I got introduced to some of my family members. My cousin recognized her straight away.
Oh, like, my. Yeah. God. No way. I would have my cousin, obviously.
My cousin took me to the garden. We smoked. He was like, bro, do you know who that is?
Oh, my God.
I was like, yeah. He's like, bro, you need to get rid of her now, bro. So what do you mean? He said, just get rid of her now, and man will speak to you later, innit?
Yeah.
I was like, what? All right, cool. Didn't really take no notice of it. Wow. So he went, after that, you dipped your off, you smoked, you just dipped. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She chilled at mine for a little while, and then she took a taxi home and it went home. About what? Week and a half later, my cousin comes around again. Yo, look at this video, guys.
Ah!
Yay. He's not in the video doing nothing. But there's a video of her giving brain to like 7 men in
the room. Oh my god.
That hit. Damn, how did you take that, folks?
My god.
Burning.
Question though, was it an old video or a recent video? This is as you're going out with her.
Alright, so I believe it was recent, but she says it's old. Not me.
How deep are you in at this point?
I was going out of her for like, what? Say coming up to a year.
Oh my!
Everyone has to die.
I'm burning.
Like about 8 months.
I think for a guy it's worse, because you're instantly just seeing red, fam.
College times as well. Yeah,
that's too much.
But I didn't. Everyone was telling me. At the time, everyone was giving me signals that she was a J-bag, innit? Yeah. I just weren't deep in it at all, bro. I weren't deep in it.
He's giving the benefit of the doubt, because you know how it's like a person, innit? Not just what rumours go around.
After I saw that video, I broke up with her, I just saw it. She was sleeping with everyone.
No way.
Fam.
I think that's the worst thing, isn't it? Like knowing sleeping that, okay, cool, like teammate. You're hearing shit, you can't see it, but when they leave you, you're seeing it all of it, and you're like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, like, I can't believe I was in the fucking
mix. I was lost in the sauce.
I was lost. Shit, man. And then I look at her now.
Imagine, yeah, like my thing was kind of similar. Like, so I come out the relationship, and then there was like this, like, I'm not cool with his friends, but like, we got mutual friends in it. So like, there was this whole thing about this party that had gone on, and long story short, there's like, basically he got accused of, like, I don't know if it's raping or some sort of like situation,
sexual,
like that.
Harassment.
Yeah, and I was like, shit. 2 months ago, or a month and a half ago, this was my boyfriend. Imagine.
Damn.
Mental.
That's mad.
Mental.
Look at God.
I can't get over the video, bro.
I'm still on the video.
I don't know what to do, fam.
Literally.
Fucking hell.
Man said seven guys. Oh my God.
Harassment or rape? That's mad. That's mad. That's crazy. That's mad.
Very mad. Shit. So how did you deal with that heartbreak then?
Yeah.
Obviously, I was smoking at the time anyway.
Oh, you know when you're smoking, man, you don't feel it too tough.
I just tough up on the smoking.
It's the next day, yeah. It's during the day. You're like, I can't smoke all day. Yeah.
But then, cool, when you get to the smoke, you're like, fuck it. Do you know what? I remember. Like, it is what it is. Like,
At first, though, I was like, do you know what? Fuck it. Man's done, innit? Obviously, man's done. But then when you deep it, fam, and obviously this is college times, I still had the whole year of college after that.
Oh, so was you still seeing her like around college and that?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Shit.
But it was just like,
women are, by that time,
but by like, obviously I can't, like, got over it over like, what, about 2 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
2 months.
Good recovery time.
I was dumb.
Yeah.
I didn't give a fuck, you know what I mean? Plus, I was very focused on basketball at the time, innit? So, I was like, I'm paying it no
attention. Yeah, you need to keep yourself busy, innit?
I think women are good at hiding it, though.
At hiding what?
Or, like, cheating.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, women are... Hey, listen, bro.
Definitely.
Bro.
Definitely. But this is why, because you guys think that we're innocent and blah, blah, blah. So...
Even when we do suspect.
We just run with it. I can't lie.
Yeah, you lot get away with it still more time.
And the thing is, I feel like men are very complacent with it after a while.
True.
Like, when you start cheating and then you're cheating for time, yeah, after a while, it's like, oh.
Do you know, there's a lot of men out there that don't mind being the side piece.
What, like, knowing they're the side piece, though?
As long as they get some cheeks, they're all right. They won't tell no one.
We went on a podcast,
and one of the guys were like, yeah, it's just easier, innit? So, like, if the next morning, blah, blah, like, babe, you got to go home to your babe, someone to go home to.
Would you do it?
I've been that guy still.
Have you?
Yeah.
How was it?
I had to cut the ties after. It was getting a bit mad.
Why?
Because one time it nearly got peed.
What? She was the side thing, or you was the side thing?
I would be the side thing, right?
Yeah.
So it was that way. But like,
I was going to link.
I was going to link.
Yeah.
And then domestic happened just before. Still.
Shit.
And she still tried to tell me to slide. I said, yeah, this is long.
What, they had an argument about you or? About something
she just told me, man, come and fuck her up, fam, and you can still roll. And I was just like, nah, no,
that's a setup. She's saying,
standard. I blocked her after that. Are you dumb? Never went back.
She's saying,
never went back, fam.
That's true.
Never.
Yeah.
Have you ever been a side thing?
I can't lie, I have still. I'll keep it 100%.
Intentionally, or you didn't really?
I've had both, guys. I can't even lie.
What was better, intentionally or unintentionally?
Intentionally. And you know what's
going on.
Yeah, you know the dealio, innit?
I understand the thrill, but I can't fully put myself in that thing. So I'm just thinking, you're not really 100% there for me. So I'm like, really.
But it's not about that. It's just about dick.
Yeah, but I wouldn't see it that way.
Cheeks.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't see it that way. You can get dick anywhere.
Yeah, you can.
True.
So that's my thing.
It's true.
Yeah, nah, man was around the clock still, missing times and, yeah, just get the drop. But after that, when she was like, yeah, he basically fucked her up and that. Said it's not even worth it, fam.
No, it's not worth it.
You lot been in them situations.
Yeah, I haven't.
How was it?
It was lit. It was fun.
It's fun, right? It's fun. It's like a little catch. It's fun.
his missus found out about it, this is why I say men get too complacent, because he just got too comfortable with it, and he was just, he weren't good at cheating. Not good at cheating, that guy. So yeah, she found out about it, and yeah, we just had to stop doing what we were doing.
How did she react to it with you? Did she know it was you?
Like? So she obviously found out it was me, but then she got someone else to call me and act like it was her talking to me. mad, isn't it?
Bad detective.
Literally. And I was just like, at this point, I don't really care. Whatever. I never met her face to face, never known her. I think that's best, like, when you're doing it, like, to not know who it is.
Have you not seen that show on Netflix?
Which one?
I think it's called, like, Behind the Eyes or something.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
Oh, yeah, Behind
the
Eyes.
That's basically like it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
basically
mad.
Yeah, we're watching that at the moment. I'm on, like, episode 5.
It's good. Crazy. It's good. Have you seen it?
No.
You should watch it. It's good.
So it's about, what is it?
It's a guy, a psychiatrist.
Yeah, a psychiatrist, and he meets the girl at the bar.
Yeah.
And then the girl meets the, like, bumps into the wife on a calm team. She's like, I work with your husband. Now she's basically having sex with my man and linking the friend on the time off and that.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at. I don't know how it ends. I heard it's mad though.
Check it out still.
It's mad.
Netflix.
But that's too much though. Being friends with the missus and then also fucking the guy.
Yeah.
Whose fault was it though? Do you think it's a mix of both?
That's her fault. Who's
what?
Like, if that girl was vexed at you, like, and she wanted a problem with you but not him, like, do you think she...
Nah, some girls just love sex, bro, and they love the thrill.
No, but I'm saying, if you was in a relationship and that girl has a problem, say with her, rather than her boyfriend for cheating, like, do you think
this is my problem. Nah, you have to have a problem with just the man, because at the end of the day, that's the person that's got the loyalties to, like, tied to you.
True.
Really and truly, I get it. Morally, we've spoken about this. Morally, it's wrong if you know the woman that you're cheating. Basically, if everybody knows everyone and everyone knows everyone's situation, morally it's wrong, yes. But I think that as the person getting cheated on, you need to just be angry with the cheater, because that's who's committed to you, not the other person.
See me, like, if I was in that predicament, my man's getting the smoke, and if you knew about me, you're catching smoke too.
That's how it should be. That's how it should be.
And not being funny, like, if you didn't know about it,
cool, I'm biased.
I'm gonna probably bite my tongue about it a little bit, probably give you the benefit of the doubt, because these things actually do happen. But that's when my man's getting the double smoke, because you're actually a fucking dickhead.
No, facts.
You're actually disgusting. Facts. That you manipulate 100 women
people
here now.
Yeah, facts.
To get for, to, for your 100%. Own benefit. That's disgusting, bruv. Don't do that.
Yeah, facts.
See, I've been the one that's not in the relationship, but knowing I'm whacking my man's gal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mate. And I understand my man's pissed, 100.
You know what I mean?
So if he wants smoke with you, then what?
It's smoke, innit? But I understand you want smoke, innit? So
yeah, I understand, like, it. I can't lie.
Man, I ain't got no... I ain't gonna smoke you that bad. But
yeah,
if my girl, yeah, I would...
If it's on, it's
it'd
on.
Be both of them still. Obviously, I wouldn't smoke her, but, like...
Yeah, yeah, I'm smoking both.
I'll be vexed with them, 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
You have to. It's just...
Yeah, it's territory, bro. Innit?
Yeah, standard.
Mm. And not being funny. Listen, yeah, but because, like, if you teach that person a lesson, in the future, if they get in a mix up with another person like that, they know that not to step in them kind of territories again, because it's not you.
But I wouldn't, as a girl, I wouldn't do the sighting thing again. It's just long, innit, to get it.
Yeah, man, we're getting older as well.
Young,
settle down,
yeah.
Yeah, facts.
So I'm not on it. I done it because I got cheated on.
Well, so you just wanted to...
Not even just because... At the time, me and the guy, as I broke up with my ex, me and him started talking more consistently, and obviously I was vulnerable and whatnot, and I was just like, hurt people.
Did you, like, know from the jump that he had a girl though?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's what it is.
I'd known that brother for like 2 years, and yeah, even whilst that, all that time, he had a girl, and I was like, yeah. He knew I had a man as well, and then he knew everything, our situation and stuff, so.
Was it worth it?
It was an experience.
Was it worth the experience?
No one's ever asked me that, you know. What was it? Was it worth the experience?
I know it came with a bit of headache afterwards, or did it not?
It did, but yeah, thankfully not as much headache as I thought. But if
you should do it again,
no, I wouldn't. I don't think I would go there again, because it's just like, it's stupid, isn't it? Yeah. You're not good at cheating. Just
It's not.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's the signs though of someone cheating?
the signs.
Teach us as girls. Like, we'll tell you the signs. Teach us.
Well, if a girl's cheating.
Should I be real though?
Yeah, let's just say this. So we can tell you when a girl's cheating and you can tell us when a guy is cheating. But tell us everything.
Okay, when a girl's cheating.
Shit. Actually, it depends though, because girls can be mad because it depends on how good of an actress you are. Because you could still love your man and do up the whole most, and just because someone else is
tickling your fancy,
you could still do up the whole attentive to your man and then quickly do up the quick.
That's what it is though,
because you don't need to give too much attention to the other, innit? If anything,
this is for you, Duke. Massive question. A lot of people say guys cheat just to fuck and bust a nut.
Mm-hmm.
Girls cheat emotionally
mm-hmm.
when they have sex with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true or not?
No, that's not true.
I think it depends on the person.
In my experience, that's not true.
So girls could just cheat. Just
to bust a nut. I've done that.
There's definitely girls out there that...
Is it in the case that you're not getting from somewhere else? You don't catch emotions with everyone you fuck.
Like, what kind of shit is this? Like, we live in a real world. I'm a human, innit? Like, I don't need to fall in love with everyone I fuck with.
There's definitely people out there that can do that. But with me, I'm just an emotional person. I think it depends on the type of person you are. Because there's definitely people out there that, in order to have sex with them, there has to be some sort of level of
connection.
Attraction and connection and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've only done like one, what do you call it?
One night stand.
Yeah, one night stand. Oh. Never do it again. But I've had like... you know, like connections with people and I've had sex with them, but not on a level where I'm like, oh my God, like I want something more. No, because I'm mentally not there.
Yeah.
So I really know I don't want a relationship. I'm just here to just catch up
and bounce
every month
to go do your business, got in the good wood and caught feelings.
No.
I can't
say even with my boyfriend, because even like his thing's good, my mental state at the time wasn't there too tough. But even when I started to get to know him, I started to change that mentality, because I was thinking, actually, you know, like he might be kind of a good catch for me. So it kind of changed. So I did fall in the dick sand after that.
Yeah. No, with that situation where I was deciding, I did start to catch feelings, but I always knew, stay in your lane, because he's never gonna wife you. So just know you're here to just get dick down and stuff. Like, he caught feelings as well, but I tried to cut it off. Like, I think twice.
I was gonna ask, at what point then did you cut it off?
So this was basically for like the whole of the first lockdown. So this was a couple months. I think like 3-4 months into it, something maybe stupid like that, maybe even 2 months into it, I said to him, yeah, look, what we're doing is wrong. So we need to stop this. And then he was like, yeah, cool, that's fine. Next week I was back there again.
And happens.
Then I tried it another time. And then the following week we was back together again, like fucking. So I did definitely catch feelings, but there was things where I was just like, I always knew, listen, nothing's coming from this. Which I was fine with.
Think though, once someone cheats, they can change their ways?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just depends on how much you want it.
Like, would you go out with a cheater though? Like, if he full on told you, like, I've cheated on every girl I've had before. Ooh. Like, I've seen that before.
Have you not
watched Love Island though? Because there's been guys that have gone on there and said, yeah, like,
I don't
every
know,
girl I've
but
had,
then obviously,
on.
this is where you kind of like step back a little bit and just be like, okay, cool. Like, if we're going to get to know this person, get to know them properly, not even just jump on the first thing we think, oh my God, this is what I like and this is what I'm going to run with. You can't do that. You got to actually understand their values, learn their values, learn, like, ask difficult questions where they would, if you put them in situations, what would they do, blah, blah, blah. You can see where their heart and mind is.
Definitely.
I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
You can't really just like, oh my God, like, the way he views this fucking sky, he kind of, you know, he says it, you know, spiritual shit. I love that shit.
Yeah,
no, bitch, that's, that don't mean shit.
Yeah. I think you have to understand that people go, especially guys, go through like this hoe phase, innit?
Yeah, I went through that stuff.
Yeah, so in order to settle down now, you have to go through that. And I think girls have to do that as well, just to experience life and see what dick and pussy saying, just so you know, it's never
I mean,
be
hoe phase is not the best, like, it's not the best way to call it, but that's the quickest way it is, just go and meet.
Could you go out with a girl that's cheated in the past?
I'll be paro, because like, what makes me any different?
Would you go out with a girl that's been like
cheated on?
No, she's like done her thing, like, in the past that she's had her fun. Not a J-bag, but she's had her fun.
Nah. You have to be, you know what it is? I'm a very prideful guy and I'm bait as well. So imagine I'm walking with people and they just know, like, they've either done something with her or they've seen, and she's known for that. Nah, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, but
it would hit me.
All right, then, but then you look.
She couldn't be the block joints. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're always gonna have to come across that obstacle when you age them, because then she's gonna have experiences and more bodies that she's added onto that list by then. So you gotta be okay with her experiences and the way she is. She could be someone that loves sex or whatever. You gotta understand that. You can't really just say, "Oh yeah," because yeah, she's been about it. You can't really.
So are we talking about a hoe or someone that's just dated a lot of people?
It's like the same thing, though. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, because if someone loves sex, they love sex, innit? If someone's a hoe, then okay, what are we calling that? Someone that's a prostitute?
I'm saying someone that's like, it's summer, she's fucked like 10 men this summer, fam. Like 10 different guys in this just 1, 2, 3 months. Like,
okay, cool.
That's what I'm saying. Not someone that's just like had loads of sexual relations with, mm-hmm. I don't know, someone she was feeling, but like genuinely, when she goes to that club, fam,
she
you know
does
what
a lot.
It is.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Every single time without fail. I couldn't take that. I couldn't still.
That's a bit mad.
My pride's too high, fam. I couldn't deal with
it. Yeah, Charlie not that, wearing though, knickers to the club and doing dirts afterwards.
Yeah.
Them sort of guys.
Damn. My pride's too commando high. Girls. Wow. What's the signs? Do you want to start it off?
I already said, man, because you can't really sometimes, like, if I was to go back to when I cheated, that's the way I was acting. I was still as attentive.
Yeah, facts.
And there was no difference there, so you really couldn't
I think
tell.
That's where guys and girls flop.
I think that,
guys start to focus too much on
even
their
if he had gone through my phone, he wouldn't have seen anything. That's the only one time where it kind of made me realize, shit, I gotta fix up now, was when I must have come back to his house and yeah, he was emptying out my coat pockets and blah blah, blah. I was putting shit to wash in it, and then there was like a hotel ticket of the room and it said the guy's name, but the guy's name's the same name as my little sister's. So he was like, raw, like, why is blah 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 in room this me, I don't know, I should probably borrow my jacket, da, da, da. And he was like, oh okay. He did think it was a bit weird, lies. But because I was on the thing, he was like, okay. Yeah. I was thinking, fuck, imagine if the guy didn't have a different name yet.
You would have been pissed.
How did you get around that then? So what was your, like, I want to know the taxi so I could just, like, know for myself.
What?
Like, how did you get around it then? He said if you looked at your phone, you would never have seen it, so.
You got to delete conversations, you got to archive conversations.
I don't archive shit if I was to cheat, but when I cheated, I didn't.
Some people don't know about
the
archive thing, so definitely make sure you're looking at the archive.
Yeah, I don't do
Snapchats as well, because that's the easiest. It deletes after
I didn't have his number. The best friend thing.
I wouldn't read too much into the best friend thing.
I don't think he had Snapchat, so it wasn't even that deep.
Yeah.
So my thing wasn't even like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't have known when I did.
What was your reason for cheating at the time?
Just wanted to do it.
Okay, no, that's fair enough.
There was nothing to it.
That's
I just wanted
deep.
To do it.
No, yeah. I was just wondering, just because, as he said earlier, innit, some people.
It was my first relationship.
It
was my first relationship. Like, he was my first, my boyfriend, and I was his first. So that relationship was so toxic. We was cheating on each other.
That's what I was going to say. Do you feel like you
tick for tack
before,
this is what I was saying. So we've spoken about this. I always used to run with it's tick for tack, innit? But when I deep it, I was like, really truly tick for tack, no, because what if I'm saying that, it's because I'm doing it to get back at him, even if I didn't want to do it. No, I wanted to do it. So it's not really just to get back at him.
Fair enough.
I just wanted to do it.
It's eye for eye, you end up both blind.
Do you know what I mean? This is why I just
but do you reckon
do
if he didn't cheat on you, you would have cheated?
Probably still, because it doesn't make a difference. It didn't make a difference if he did or didn't.
That thrill to say yes.
But how old were you at this time?
20.
Okay.
21. Yeah.
First boyfriend at 21.
Yeah, we broke up when I was like 20. So we were 16, 22, 23. So we was together for like 6 years as well. First boyfriend.
Nah, I've been cheated on.
Just never cheated.
Look at us, eh?
A bunch of good guys. Yeah, you never cheated?
Nah.
Wow.
Good. Never.
Oh, wow.
I don't really feel the need to, man.
I've been accused of cheating. Better.
Is it? Is it? Why, though? Is it how you move, or are they just insecure?
I could be here.
Yeah.
and my girlfriend will call him up.
What? Really?
Does she call you?
Chatting, like, fam. Proper? She's done it last time.
No way. What, proper going ham on it?
Blocked her number, fam. I see no caller ID, 2 seconds, no caller. Where's Caleb? I said, fam, do not call my phone, fam. I locked it off.
Oh, you've been together with you?
Yeah. Damn. But, yeah, more.
That's mental.
Do you find it hard, though, because you lot are, like, quite long distance?
I trust her.
Yeah.
And even though she says some crazy shit to me,
mm.
and I've let it slide, I still trust her, innit?
Wait, is this the one that says that she cheats on you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that still.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Said it out of spite, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I know someone that's scary. That.
I don't know.
Yeah, someone said that to one of my friends.
Check that. So
I know.
You got any links up there? Not like links, like girl links, but you got any friends up there?
I got the.
How
the
often do you go
house.
See her?
I've never been to Glasgow.
Oh, so she always store. Comes down to you?
Yeah.
That's friends.
Mental. Wow. This is your situation, man. I feel like I've got all the answers here for you, but I don't know. You've got ready to.
But
this is the round table.
To get me.
She got the answers, but it's if you're willing to hear them answers.
Talk the things. Bro.
It's nice to hear it
not
from a woman's perspective.
Funny, yeah. Anyone that comes throws frets like that is toxic.
100%.
Because they're doing 100%, 100%. That to make you feel a certain type of way. She don't care how you feel when she's saying that to you. She's doing that to hurt you.
Yeah,
100%.
And that's 100%.
And that's that for me. You know when you sometimes you feel like, oh my god, this is like, I don't know if it's toxic or not, bruv. If it's making you feel a certain type of way, if it's making you feel small, mad. And on top of that, yeah, like you're a man in the relationship, innit? She should respect you as the man that you are in a relationship, mm. and yeah, from when the girl's disrespecting her man, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking from my experience, because if I'm chatting to my man like that, I ain't looking at my man like the way, yeah,
100%.
Facts.
100%.
I'm just letting you know that right now.
Be true.
My man will never catch me saying shit like that.
Yeah,
are you dumb? If I'm saying that from far. 11 floors up, and I'm still running upstairs, bro. Are you mad? I will never say it.
Facts.
Yeah, I don't think my girl would pull a stunt like that, fam.
Nah.
Well, obviously, you lots.
Everyone's different.
You lot in close space. I think she thinks she can get away with a lot of shit.
She's far.
Say a lot of shit.
100.
She's far away, but that's not the case.
Definitely.
I do snap.
Yeah.
That's a good point, you know, because she's in Glasgow and he's in London.
Yeah,
she can kind of get away with that shit.
Yeah, but
as
that's
well.
Worse though, she because can't. I'm doing up the long distance right now. He's in Colombia right now. He's stuck out there in it because he went for Christmas and blah blah blah.
Mm.
But we're doing a long distance thing right now, and it's a long. Like I get it, sometimes you might have a bad day, he might have a bad day. Sometimes like the communication is shit, but you gotta understand like if you both want to be in it together, you both need to reassure each other and just be like, okay, cool. Like, I still want to be in this with you. I'm just having a bad day. I need time, blah, blah. You don't need to just fucking talk. Not just like make each other feel small. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that?
No, but what we're saying is that she's probably thinking I can talk all this shit because I'm not close to you. Because once I say it, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
if that was...
I'll be honest, yeah.
Cut off that.
I should say this to you. This is her excuse, isn't it?
Mm.
She's had my exes, of my exes, message her talking shit, isn't it? Like,
has she shown you?
Yeah. I've seen messages, all sorts, everything. She screenshots everything for me. What they be talking shit to her, like, oh.
Well, like trying to bait you out and like put.
Trying to say that I cheated on them, which I never did. Just saying, he will leave you.
Why would they say that?
Yeah, why would they say that?
Bro, I've got some jealous exes, kid.
Did they break up with you, these ones?
I don't even remember.
There's people out there like that.
Some of them I don't even remember.
There's
like
something
that.
That's not adding up here. Hate, I don't know.
But there are people out there like that that just genuinely want to sabotage your
happiness. Yeah, actually, no, it's true. It's true. Yeah, it's true. Even if they don't want to be with you, they just can't see you happy, innit?
There's bet.
As soon as you said it, I said, no, there's actually people like that.
We know someone who's has a baby dad and. She can't It's like she can't see her baby dad with anybody else. Swear. She don't want to be with her baby dad, but her baby dad just can't be in another relationship. Yeah. And that.
What does she do when she sees him with other?
I ain't got no.
I don't know.
She'll move mad with him. Like, yeah. She'll be like, "What the hell? Why are you with this person? Rare, rare, rare." Like, even on like. So, for example, I feel like when in that situation, you gotta have boundaries, innit?
Mm. Yeah.
You gotta know we're just here to co-parent. We can be cool, whatever, but we're here to co-parent. We're not how we used to be. So there's certain things you can and can't do, yeah? So for example, on his birthday, she shouted him out, like, on all her social platforms and stuff like that. And I don't know, like, from an outsider looking in...
She was in a relationship as well.
She was in a relationship at the time. That's just a bit unnecessary. Uh-huh, like, can you imagine seeing your girl shouting out her baby dad, doing up, happy birthday, like... You know, you're such an amazing dad, this, that. Like, that's going to make you feel shit.
There was something else that she posted.
Then, what was the other thing she posted? She got him a card and then she gave it to him. And obviously she made a funny joke on the front saying something like, yeah, it's just me and you forever, innit? Like, you can't get rid of me. Yeah. And then she posted that on social media as well. And it was just like, bruv.
And she got a man.
Yeah.
That's a bit
And she got a man. So it's like, come on, man. Do you get it? But that's like, what?
Yeah. Like, even though it's facts, because that's your, but we don't really need to rub it in.
Yeah. And then on top of that, it's kind of like, for him, obviously, if he's got a girl, that's going to make his girl feel uncomfortable. Yeah. Do you get it? Or even if girls are trying to pursue him, no one's going to want to pursue him with some crazy BMs like that. That's too much baby.
You got a man where you plant your seed, though.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, it's a scary world.
That is what scares me the most, you know.
Scary. Definitely.
But I'm not having kids until I'm financially stable.
Aww. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's the plan.
That's my plan too.
And to make sure it's 1000% like that person, because if it's not, I can't do the baby dad, baby mum dramas. It's a myth.
The person I'm having kids with is the person I'm being with.
I think it has to be that. I can't lie.
Words.
I couldn't do the whole baby.
I don't shit on it. Like, if that's what you do, that's what you do. And if you're able to do that comfortably and well for the kids, big up you 10 times over.
100%.
But personally, I think everybody would prefer it that way, innit?
Yeah. 100%. The whole family dynamic and shit.
Yeah. But I wouldn't stay with someone just to
for the kids. No, fuck that.
I couldn't do that either, though.
I think, do you know what it is? Because, well, you've seen a lot of examples, innit? I've lived through it. So it's just like, yeah, don't even work. Don't even do that.
What, the whole staying for the kids thing?
Yeah, I would never do that either. If I've got to leave, it makes it worse. The stress is not worth that.
Do you know what it is? Kids catch attitude different.
Yeah.
When they know that their parents are not together, but they don't stay in the same room. Yeah. What? I'm catching attitude. Go chat to your dad. I don't chat to none of you lot. You lot are fucked up.
You got your own problems.
This is what I'm saying. As a kid, that's how you grow up. Like, fuck you
and
lot.
Kids,
like,
the thing with kids is what they'll just say it as it is.
And I grew up like that. I grew up with that. Like, I don't care. Like, Kim did it.
Yeah. No business. Especially because you can't process it properly at that age, innit?
Yeah, facts.
It's just black and white to you. You don't really understand the ins and outs of everything.
Question is, what's the signs of guys cheating?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never cheated personally, but I'm trying to think.
It's quite obvious, isn't it, when they're always on their phone?
I know a lot of niggas.
You think so?
That's always one, when they're always on their phone.
Or when they take their... Do you know where it is?
I know what you're going
to
say.
They constantly take their phone everywhere with them, to the toilet, to the bathroom. Like, if you freely don't leave your phone there, you don't care.
Do you know what's another one?
Go on.
When they don't get notifications, but you can feel their phone buzzing.
Oh, no, do you know what? For me, the whole notification thing, if you put it on silent, so you... When your phone's on silent, don't make it vibrate. And then on top of that, when you are on your phone, if it just says notification until you unlock it or whatever, so that's it doesn't scary. See the
No,
the
but I'm
message.
Talking about the ones where you don't get no notification, but you go on it and they got 14 fucking messages there.
That's a bit
you got no notifications. Are you fucking dumb?
You know one that I saw though? Chat. You know when people flip their phone over?
Oh yeah, like this.
Do you think I do that.
I do that.
But I do it so I can focus on whatever's going on.
I do actually. Same. I do that.
And do you know what? My ex said that to me. He was like, why are you always flipping? I said, excuse me, I'm not trying to see what's on my phone. Like, I'm trying to have me and you time. Sometimes I don't even
realize I don't know.
Put my phone down and it just is what it is.
It's mad.
Yeah, someone said that to me.
Apparently that's a sign, but I do that all the time.
I think that's a bit reading too much into it. But yeah.
I can see why though, because it's like you're not, I don't know, it's far fetched, but I can see why people would think that.
I don't know. I think it's hard to tell when someone's cheating, to be fair. You just got to know someone's patterns, and if it's kind of out of place, you'd be like,
that's what I think. If people's patterns shift differently.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to know how they're feeling emotionally about certain things as well.
Yeah, that too.
All right, let me use someone else for example. I know someone that shots.
Yeah.
And sometimes their phone can be going off.
Consistently, yeah.
And they got friends on Snapchat or Instagram, and they might get shouted on them messaging for whatever. So their phone might go off, but it's generally their phone don't ring off.
Okay, so I'm with you.
That's true.
So it's when like, it's out the ordinary, basically.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that.
It's not. Yeah, I mean,
or do you know,
you
like,
could get loads of messages, but you could not. It could generally not be that.
Yeah, I get that. Because even with me, so with my ex, I put, after everything happened, I started puzzling things together, And I was like, bro, around, because he cheated around my birthday, innit? So around my birthday, he would always put me on his display picture, obviously to big me up on my birthday, and he didn't that one time.
Right.
So obviously I'm like, okay, that's also a sign there. You clearly didn't do that because that's where you was talking to other girls. And And so she didn't want to get questioned. So things like that, definitely the pattern thing. When you notice things out of the ordinary.
I used to just like see the patterns and just be like, just let things play out. See me now. I'm pulling you up, be like, why are you not doing that? What's going on here? Like, no, what am I missing? Like, and I don't care how uncomfortable that makes you feel, but it's only because, I know how shit you can, your communication is with me. I'm just going to clear the air here for all of us here. That's how I'm very confrontational on that aspect. I don't, I'm not here to play games. I'm not trying to waste my time once again. Like, fuck that.
But with with both of you guys doing long distance, how do you check that stuff?
What do you mean?
Because like you're both doing long distance, how can you? Obviously, you can't physically check their phone, and
you just have to trust them.
I trust my girlfriend. You have to trust them. See her, she don't trust me for shit.
Oh, she don't.
I can't say like 100% trust. I don't trust anybody fully in it. I give them enough trust for me for my own sanity.
Yeah,
that's
the best way.
Because at the end of the day, like he could still be doing up his fuckery. So can I. But at the end of the day, that's not what's going on.
If they do,
I hope it's not.
Or if they are,
if they do, then that's their loss. If they do, that's their loss. But then. That's life. We move. There's someone better in the long run. That's it.
Facts.
Keep it moving. You can't really hold things in. Yeah, you really can't.
Too old to be.
We ain't got time for that.
It's long.
We got a fucking pandemic.
We in a panasonic.
In a pandemic.
Yeah.
No, one thing I've realized though, I feel like whenever someone's in a relationship, all these old people just start popping up out of nowhere.
Oh my days.
I'm not going to lie. I swear on everything.
Yeah.
The amount of girls, the second I got into a relationship that weren't trying to hear it, that knew I would, like they were actually saying to me, I know you got a girlfriend, but why do you guys do that?
Nah, it's men as well, man. I don't know if it's a human thing or something.
Men do that. Because
men do it as well. Even like when you're, not even just when you're in a relationship, I was in this relationship for 6 fucking years, and everyone was onto my line, on my tits all the time. And I was like, no, like respectfully, right? Come out of the relationship. Where's everybody? Where's everybody in my DMs? Because there's no one to be seen. Where was you lot?
For real.
You lot aren't there anymore. And then now, when you get in, when I'm in a new relationship, like people might pop up again. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
Where was you then, Allah?
See, now my thing was that not so much that my DMs weren't popping when I was single, but it's more like the ones that you used to talk to that you wanted to have something, not more, but just that you should have given me more time with you. Like you should have spent more time in it. So now you want to come pop up when too late, man. My headspace is not there anymore now.
That ship has sailed.
Too late. But ship has sailed.
Like, you're in a relationship, I know, but did
it? I swear to God that happened. Like, I wish I could say on camera. My girl knows about it. I was laughing. Like, I was even laughing with her after. But
girls are wicked,
it was a mad thing, fam. Like, someone I actually done a thing with randomly at like 2 a.m. asked me about the thing. And I'm like,
what?
Like, she was like, I know you got a girl, but.
Really?
I was like, why did you even ask me that? She's like, oh, I was just asking, just cause. And I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
And this is like, probably, it's like a year before. Like, I ain't spoken to the girl for like a year, fam.
That's mad, you know. So I don't know them are coming out like that.
I think some girls are just trying to set something, guys, up.
Think so.
Do you know what I don't like? The ones
that's
when...
some ammo to say some shit or to stir up some shit when they want to cause trouble.
It's true.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Did you hear what I mean?
To ruffle feathers and that.
Get me?
But I think guys still do it as well just to see if they got the foot in the door.
More time to be fair. And I think girls, some girls don't like what they can't have though. Is that fair to say?
That's everyone though.
Yeah. was gonna say
with me. Nah, I don't think not so really. For me though.
Really,
but no. Majority of people, yeah.
I don't want something everyone can have, but if I can't have it, then fuck that, bro. Yeah. I'm dead of peace. You know what I mean? Yeah. You hope you're happy. I go find my happiness. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, for guys to cheat, I don't know. We're dumb, fam. Men can't, like, overall. I feel we're dumb. If you don't see it, it's probably because you just chose not to see it more time.
More time.
Because guys are dumb. We don't even think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying it from
that's someone what that Jenny hasn't seen it. I've seen it.
Yeah,
I've seen it. Still, do girls actually tell each other like, "Yeah, man's been cheating. Like, I've been cheating." Because guys do that. Like, guys will big it up. Like, a guy will tell me. Yeah.
I think we told about it. See, I was different when I was cheating. I told my best friend when I did do it, but with these lot, it was like after a while, and yeah. I was like, "Yeah, I was doing." And they were like, "Really, really?" And even till now, innit, like certain things I like mentioned, like happened in the past, and like, oh my god, I didn't know. No wonder I was like, "Oh shit, yeah. I didn't even know. I didn't tell you."
No, but we talk about it though.
Yeah.
Guys do it in like a show off way.
Is it? Oh no, we
they do it in a show off way. Guys, I find it niche. Do you know what it is?
Our ones is like, how fucked up is your shit? Yeah. I'll tell you how fucked up is mine. Yeah. And we go back and forth, like, no, shit.
Or it'll be a thing where we'll be like, oh my god, guess what I did yesterday night, guys?
Yeah. Or sometimes we live like vicariously through each other.
You sit down and you're like, the whole FaceTime, now I need to see you. Sometimes it's one of them ones where like, I can't even tell you through here. I'm gonna need to link up with you to see the live reaction. Literally.
Oh my god, yeah. That's how it is.
There's been times where like I was at Avid, like I'm a dance in a relationship, cool. But when I'm in the club, I'm a dance on every single man. And what? It is what it is.
What? Totally right. In the club, when you got no man.
Oh no, I had a man at the time.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking, what?
Oh no, I thought you were single. Okay.
No.
See, that's why my girl can't go clubbing.
No, I'm saying.
For that exact reason.
I'll be dancing if on I get every a cool, single man.
And I would get that cool.
You know what? Yeah. I don't know how I never got baited out. Because the way there's like Snapchat and everything.
Everyone was there, yeah. Everyone was the same people in the club that you bring your man to with.
That's the worst thing about it.
That is so scary.
God forgive me.
That's mad.
But there's been times where like she wouldn't even remember because we're all that wave. Then the next day I'd be like, bro, I danced with this person and this person, and she'd be like, rah, swear. Oh shit, I didn't even remember that part of the night, you know.
I've never done that, you know. I've actually never done that. I used to do that
all the fucking time.
I'm actually deep in it. I've never done that. What?
Like dancing with other guys while you're in a relationship.
Well, like grinding.
Yeah.
Yeah, defo. But see, in our culture, we got salsa in it. So salsa's not...
That's different.
Yeah, that's not really touchy. Yeah.
I'm talking about daggering, whining.
Yeah, I was doing all
that. I've actually never done that. Even whilst in a relationship, I've never, like, never done that.
I was defo doing all of that. That was me.
I can't lie. But do you know what it is? Because obviously, you know, like the Latin community is very small in it. So my guy was Latin. So obviously, I'm just thinking, nah, let me be smart here. If something was to go down, I'm not trying to get caught because of my stupid actions. For my sake, I'm not going to dance on nobody because everyone was so close to home.
My guy wasn't even in the Latin community, and all the clubs we went to were always in South.
Smart though, isn't it?
So he was from South, but deep, like a different part of South. Mm. So anyone there, he could not
know. No one knew him.
If they would know, no one would really say anything. Do you
guys will shit on their own doorstep, fam. Yeah. That's stupid.
Go on.
If he did that to you, would you be happy?
So in the beginning,
Just to say, we got 10 minutes.
So in the beginning, I had a problem with it. But I was, in the beginning, I was like up front with him because I remember there was this one time where we went to the same college and it was someone's party, and I told him, he didn't go for some reason, I don't know why, but I told him, I gave the guy a little birthday dance, innit?
Oh, you told him straight up? Damn.
I was honest, because back then I used to think honesty is the best policy, but there's certain things you don't tell your partner, innit?
Yeah.
So from there, he already knew this girl's a problem. So that's why he felt a certain type of way whenever I'd go out and stuff. He was like, you can't be moving like that, rare.
So you understand it then?
Yeah. But I would still do it. So in the beginning, that's when I would be like, okay, so you're going to move like that with me? Yeah, okay, cool. You can't dance with girls then either. But then over time, you know, maybe this is me being biased, I didn't really give a fuck.
Was it really that harmless though, would you say? Like, was you genuinely just dancing and moving on?
That's it.
No.
So you never gave like a snap or nothing after a dance?
No, that's it.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, there was even one time. I know sometimes you can
when they asked you, you was like, no, innit?
Bruv, there was one time in Lotus, I was dancing with this guy. He was nice as well. And then he was like, oh, what? Like, come let me get you a drink. I was like, okay, cool. Get me a drink, blah, blah, blah. Dancing the whole night with him. Then he's like, oh, what, do you have a man? I was like, yeah. He was like, so why are you here with me? I was like, I'm just trying to have a good time. Do you get it? Like, standard. He was like, okay, cool. Dancing, dancing. He's like, I'll come to my tables in VIP. I said, yeah, girls, we're going VIP. And we went, yeah.
Who was she with that day?
I was with Alberta and him.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
You're a gangster still. You for
this? But I wouldn't do that again now.
Are you telling me you can't feel the peace on your grinding?
Of course
man?
I can. Of course I can.
And you think it's all right? You think it's all right to do that and you got a man?
I never deep to that way, though.
It's true though, when you think about it.
Johnny, I never teased it that way. I swear to God, I never teased it that way. I don't know what I mean.
Shy, make you laugh on this piece.
Barry knows when you dance. Like, what are you talking about?
I never felt it, but I'm she just lied, enjoying right? the music,
bro. Yeah, you're like, enjoying yeah. the music, yeah.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, my girl's not touching club, fam. If she's watching this, you're not touching the club.
Your hand is not that. It's not.
Babes, nah. If you're watching this, I wouldn't do that again, though.
my track record is calm. I haven't done that, so I'm good.
I wouldn't do that again.
What you said? You wanted a girl in the club?
If I ain't got a girl, I would, yeah, 100%.
No, but if you did.
What?
If you did have a girl.
No, I couldn't still. If I get caught lacking by pictures or...
No cameras, though. What are you telling me?
Would you? No cameras?
No, man, it's not that deep. I'm not... Nah, I'm cool, man.
So you let her grind on man, yeah?
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
No, I'm not on that. I'm saying, I thought Jodie was saying when she was single, like she was in the club dance with everyone. I don't care about that. Like, that's not the deepest of dance, but boy, if like, if that's my somebody? Girl, nah, I'm cool still. Nah, I'm but each that. To their own.
Nah, I was, that's it.
Not winding that's on it. No man.
Nah. No, you see, karma, yeah? Karma set up different for me, innit? So,
but for me too.
Well, if I dance with a man, my boyfriend's probably going to have a baby with somebody else. So I'm not even going to try that one. I'm not even going to try.
The word came and was like, yeah, you're dancing with a man. Yeah. All of this is going to accumulate over time, then I'm going to slap you with the cheater.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pain still.
For real, it's meant.
But damn, you lot have all gone through heartbreak, man. I hope mine don't come. Hopefully not.
Hopefully don't.
But it's character building.
It is. So you got to go through it.
Yeah. Facts.
Well, hopefully facts. Not, man.
But then that little situation I told you about, like, at the time, it kind of hit, man, still.
Yeah. Which one?
I wasted so much time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I felt like I wasted a lot of time still. But like,
that's my what heart it feels like. Like.
Yeah, that was all it was, really. Yeah. But after that, I was just like, nah, man's not wasting no more
but
time.
I'll never
no
get it back. After that.
Yeah, time is precious, man.
100%.
So, guys, we got a message to you lot. Your girl, if you've heard any of these signs, your girl's probably cheating.
Period. I'm so sorry to say.
the advice is, there's no advice because you don't even know if she's cheating. That's how good it is.
Nah, oh, women shit. Are scary.
She's
fam.
Probably cheating.
We don't even probably know. Doing it right now. Watching
and you ain't even know it. You ain't even know it.
Catch her
oh, imagine getting caught red-handed. Oh my God, what are you doing?
Everyone has to die.
I'll die. I just act like a baby.
Do you know what? You throw myself down the stairs. Oh my God, babe, whiplash.
Facts.
This is what I'm saying. I'm an actor. It's scary for everybody, bro.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing. They cry a lot.
I'll just start crying.
They think crying can get them out of everything.
Do you know how many times my tears? I've literally rocked my boat on my tears, bro. I was actually sailing through it all.
Yeah,
best thing ever. Yeah, I mean, you're deep in the cheeks. The guy you're cheating with is deep in the cheeks, and your man walks in. You're gonna say, oh,
I must say, I would have said, oh my God, babe, this is not what it looks like.
Back in the
zoo. This is not what he looks like. He just came. I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Who is it?
I'm starting crying. I'm crying. Babe, I'm so sorry. I'm
you
so sorry.
You can't say anything. You
that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry.
I'll just break up with you. I'll beat to the punch. I'll just be like, do you know what? It's over. Yeah. Just forget about it. I'll do you the favor.
And you're deep in my man's sheets.
Yeah. Like, imagine if you're in his house, though.
Oh, or you're living worse. Together.
What are you doing?
That's your whole shit's getting kicked to the curb. That's embarrassing, bro. Imagine you getting out, standing outside, and you can put on your clothes on while your clothes are.
Imagine if he just dashes you out the house without your clothes.
Remember that show, Cheaters? You yeah, watch that. Yeah.
Don't cry, don't beg.
I wonder if that was set up.
I feel don't some of it was though.
Maybe.
That show was deep, fam. Come with the whole camera crew.
Imagine. What are you doing? Oh, that's
it. Would you lot shout Cheaters though? Like, if you ever felt.
Nah, I can do that all myself.
It's embarrassing though.
I wouldn't put myself on blast, but I can find out all the information I need by myself. So
yeah.
And you women that cut up guys' shit when they cheat, I That's fucked up. You know them women what? That burn guys' shit and start messing it up?
I've had that done to me before.
Scratching cars and that. Yeah, women. Not my stuff, but I'm saying girls that do that.
What? In front of you?
No, she sent me pictures of my jumper on fire.
Have I done anything, man? I don't think.
No,
I don't
just stashed everything he gave me away.
Right, the bin?
Yeah.
I didn't even give tip my jumper. She just burnt my shit.
Do you know what? The other day I went for a jog, yeah, and I saw a car with bare graffiti on it. Windows were smashed. I said, yeah, someone got cheated on.
Yeah.
Someone got cheated on here.
I've seen something like that
before. Even that would kill me.
Oh, would you do something like that now?
Nah. Do you know what? I had that idea when I did find out. I was thinking, I'm going to go to his house and fuck his shit up. But I was like, fuck that, man.
See, me, yeah. I always said, yeah, I would never move mad like that again. But
again? Oh, so he was there.
No. Yeah, I've done something mad. Yeah, I had my little mad ways, but yeah, I always thought like I would never do it again. But now that I'm thinking about it, if I'm that much invested in you, I can't actually tell you how. Yeah, I don't know.
No, I wouldn't do it.
I'm joking. It's I'm trying to scare you.
It's better to act gracefully.
He's probably sitting more at the edge of his seat, like, what? What
are you talking about? You're gonna do for this.
What?
Facts.
I'm done, but yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I think it's been good getting you three on. The chemistry's been good, the vibes have been good.
Thank you for having us,
and we're keeping it 100% as well.
Always,
that's it. I hope you lot enjoyed. Make sure to subscribe, check out their channels as well.
Thanks, guys.
All links will be below, and yeah, we're out.
Thank you for having us.
Peace.